What's your assignment?
Kill the quarterback. If the tight end's apart, his girlfriend dies. Kill everyone.
Oh, that scene from the program always gets you fired up. This is Tim, the New York Giants Trade Talk, powered by All Things Big Blue LLC. Want to talk about Joe Shane and his options in reference to the Daniel Jones contract. Want to talk about the important dates that are coming up when talk about Giants free agency. Because there's just a lot going on. And there's a lot going on as quickly as possible. Some important dates before I get into the Giants free agency and the Daniel Jones contract. Of course, we have going into now the February 20th is the beginning of the at 4 p.m. and it runs through March 5th. Clubs can start designating the franchise tag or the transition players. That's going to be important to Saquon Barkley and potentially Xavier McKinney. Even though I don't think they're going to do Xavier McKinney's contract that way. February 27th to March 4th is the scouting combine at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Yours truly looks like he's going to be there. But we'll talk about that in a little bit later. March 5th, prior to 4 p.m., of course, that, again, I said, is the deadline for the franchise tag and the transition tag. I don't see Saquon Barkley getting hit with that one as well. We got to kind of wait to see what happens. But, you know, we will go from there. You know, we will see. Will there be some type of contract offer? Will there be something for Saquon Barkley? I don't know. You also have illegal tampering on March 11th to the 13th. And then on March 13th is the league's new year and free agency signing periods that starts at 4 p.m. Again, you have the annual meetings again for the owners meetings from March 24th to the 27th. And then you get into all this stuff going into October. You know, it is what it is. We got a lot of stuff coming up before the draft, which is on April 25th. And the Giants just need to be focused. The Giants just need to be ready. The Giants just have to have an understanding of what they want to do and what they're going to do. And I hope the philosophy right now with Shane is there's a lot of information going around. I think there's a lot of misinformation going around by certain content creators and certain people on Twitter who always have these great takes, but they just have nothing to back up behind those great takes. So because right now, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. We got no clue. We got no clue what Shane's going to do. We have no thought process. They're not going to tell anybody. In reference to our own unrestricted free agents, of course, you got Barkley and Bredesen and Breida and Cam Brown. Randy Bullock, thank God he ain't going to be here. Paris Campbell, Carter Coughlin, Davis is also there. Darnay Holmes, Dory Jackson, Shane Lemieux, Xavier McKinney, Gunner's on that list. Matt from Connecticut, Justin Pepe Le Pew. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean to Justin Pugh. But he gives up all these sacks in this short period of time. He is atrocious at all these positions. And people are like, well, he solidified the line. He didn't solidify shit. Only thing anyone was excited about was
Justin Pugh off the couch.
That's what people got excited about. Not his play, because his play was horrendous. Also, we got A'shaun Robinson on the list, Sterling Shepard, Isaiah Simmons, Tyrod Taylor, and Jihadi Ward. Our restricted free agents are Cager, Davis, Hodgkins, and McLeod. Exclusive rights are going to go to Esiason or Eason, whatever the hell his name is. I don't know. You know what his name is? I'm not going to be here no more. So if you look at the list of free agents, there are some names on there that stand out. You're going to have some questions about Simmons, of course. Dory Jackson as well. And Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney. It's going to be interesting. Free agency is going to be interesting. This whole situation is going to be interesting because it's all going to rely on the cap space. It's all going to rely on the rule of 51. I love how we've been talking about the rule of 51 now for what, 3 years now? That's freaking crazy to me. But it all relies on the rule of 51, and it all relies on the opportunity the Giants are going to have to take within themselves to make this team better. We did a video the other day about will Joe Shane try to spend big to save his job in 2024? Pull a 2016 Giant. It's a possibility.
But that's okay. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
And it would be a stupid question to ask if this would be the wrong way to go. Because it would be. It would be an unmitigated disaster again, like it was in 16. You had that 16 season, the bus just fell apart. Everything just came off at the seams. So I don't think he's going to go that way. We did an article, or I did an article today. It's on the website, NewYorkGiantsLive.com, and it talks about Joe Shane and the Daniel Jones contract. And I actually referenced Jaws a couple times in the article itself.
Inside the cage. Cage goes in the water. You go in the water. Shark's in the water. Our shark.
And that's the thing. You don't want to go in that cage, Joe. Stay out of the cage. Stay out of the water because the shark's in the water. And that shark is what I like to refer to as free agency and the temptation of going out there and making this big splash. Now, the only way you're going to do it is you're going to have to move some guys. You're going to have to restructure some guys. And the biggest contracts that we've talked about that you're going to have to look at are going to be Andrew Thomas, Dexter Lawrence, and Daniel Jones. If you're going to move, money around for Lawrence and Thomas, I'm not going to be overly upset about it. I'm going to be more upset at the fact that we're going to pull a Gettleman and kick the can down the road. Because like I said, there's only so much salary you can convert to bonus money. You're going to have to take some, and we talk about this all in the article, NewYorkGiantsLive.com. Go check it out. It's the hot new Giants, hot FM 107. It's hot new Giant website out there. But you have to just think to yourself, the more money I try to put in this bucket in 2024 to spend to make this team better. If you look at this roster, it's not that great. The cupboard's bare. We've talked about it. We did a video about it. The cupboard's bare. You're going to have to draft well. You're going to have to keep your fingers crossed that your last two draft classes, if you're looking at Joe Shane, are going to start to mature and fill out. But the cupboard's kind of bare. And the only way you're going to replenish it, and I said this before, if you want to go out there and get high reward free agents, or potentially high reward free agents that are low risk, which could potentially flame out on you, but you're not investing so much that if they did it would bother you that much, I'm all for that. Paris Campbell was one of those guys, but he flamed out. Darren Waller, who was a trade, was one of those guys, and he flamed out. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is you taking multitudes of money on contracts you just gave out in the last couple of years and taking that money and now stringing it through the rest of the cap space. And if you sit there and you look and you say, okay, Daniel Jones has the biggest dead cap number and the biggest cap number right now. Logic would dictate that your franchise quarterback, you should be able to go to him and extend him and move some of that money around and give yourself some cap relief for this year. That's what normal logical NFL logic dictates. I'm tired. We shoveled a lot of snow over the last 2 days. But that's what that would dictate. That's what you would do with Mahomes. That's what you would do with Josh Allen. Hell, that's what you did with Tom Brady. Took less money to help his team to get Mike Evans back under contract. But the problem is you gave such an albatross of a contract to Daniel Jones. If you want to continue your mistake, the way to do that is to extend extend him or kick the can on some of that cash down in the 2025, 2026 season. And we've already done that number because we've already increased his dead cap number in 2025. So we can't just keep kicking the can down the road. You cannot tell me that Joe Shane is comfortable tripling down on the Daniel Jones contract.
That's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man.
That's right, Hudson. We'll be in some real pretty shit. Because again, if you kick that money down the road, if you go and triple down on Daniel Jones, what's going to happen if he flames out again? You know what's going to I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to keep handicapping this franchise like Gettleman did. Like Reese did at the end of his tenure. And Joe Shane, yes, I agree. Joe Shane is in a win, has to be in a win now moment. If he does not draft a quarterback in the first round, if he drafts a quarterback in the first round and starts the quarterback and they start the quarterback in 2024, he has extended the shelf life on Joe Shane will be extended another year. Because he will go to Mary, he will go to ownership and say, hey, listen, this kid's a rookie. I'm playing a rookie, man. You know, I got to get more time to build the pieces around him. You triple down on Daniel Jones and he flames out and you move, restructured his contract. You're done, Joe. You're toast. It can't happen.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here!
Not up in here!
You will be crucified in the press, by the fan base, and by ownership. So there's no possible way in my mind that I can think that Joe Shane would do something like that.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
And it's not a lack of faith in Joe Shane. He even came out and said, listen, I violated my thought process in reference to rebuilding this team by giving Jones that contract. He basically came out and said it. So he's got to have this understanding that he can't do it again. And I've said it before. He does it again, I quit. Truly, I quit. Because and I don't care if the Giants come back and have another, you know, 9-win season to make the playoffs. It doesn't matter. You keep making the mistakes over and over again, 6 years in a row. And I know for Shane, it would be the last 3 years. But when you're mired in mediocrity, it just doesn't work out. You can't do this. You can't continue to do this and expect something different to happen. They always say that's a definition of insanity. Doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting different results. I can't. And if he pulls a fossil...
I'm raising the stakes right now. This is a poker game. I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, can get out.
I'm out. I would be out. And I know a lot of the fan base would be the same way. We have been watching the same old tired product for 6 years. Even in the winning season in 2022, we went 7-2, then the wheels just fell off the bus because we just weren't a good team. We got lucky the first 9 games of the season. Sometimes that happens. But you've been making the same mistakes with this franchise and this quarterback for 6 years. Six years, man. There's only so much that the Giant fan base can continue to take. Don't forget to check out NewYorkGiantsLive.com. We have original articles every day that coincide with or correspond with the videos that come out. So the video that today, this video about Joe Shane and Daniel Jones' contract, will also be discussed in detail in the article. It's something I've always wanted to do. I've talked about it before. I did 2 years of journalism, broadcast journalism, before I switched my major over to business. Because my father told me, you can't make any money doing journalism. So it's something I always wanted to get back into doing some writing. And it's a nice outlet. I hope everyone's enjoying it. And, you know, like I said, if you want to submit an article to go on the site, you know, just email it to me at timatonlinebigblue.com, timatonlinebigblue.com. And I'd be happy to read it. And if, like I said, if it fits what's going on, if it fits the narrative, I would love to have it placed on the site as well. Don't forget, we got a big old live stream on Sunday. Maybe you will have one on Thursday as well. We're not going to have one on Wednesday, of course, because it's Valentine's Day. Going to spend some time with the Mrs. Online Big Blue. And as always, this is Tim. This is New York Giants Trade Talk. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to ring that bell because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.